Valvoline Instant Oil Change presents Wisdom from the Road.
Summer means wide open spaces and a whole lot of extra miles. The last place you want your engine to give out is halfway to nowhere. Out here, low oil or a weak battery is just an ambush waiting to happen. That's why every oil change at Valvoline Instant Oil Change includes an 18-point maintenance check. These techs are trained to help spot issues early and keep you riding easy.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Change wisely.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
If your service light's on, trust the techs with the training.
That's us.
270 hours with zero complaining. They train under the hood. They train down in the pit. 270 hours means their training's legit. It's the smart choice for smart folk who care for their steed. So trust the instant oil change that starts with Valvoline. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Change wisely.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
In the heart of St. Louis, Missouri, stands a stately mansion that seems, at first glance, like any other relic of a bygone era. Its brick facade and towering windows speak to the grandeur of the past, a time when fortunes were made and lost in the booming industries that defined the city. But for those who know the mansion's story, it is not merely an architectural treasure. It is a place where tragedy, mystery, and death have left an indelible mark. This is the Lemp Mansion, once the home of one of St. Louis's wealthiest families, and now one of the most haunted places in America. The story of the Lemp family is one of great success, followed by unimaginable sorrow. In the 19th century, the Lemp name was synonymous with wealth, power, and prestige, thanks to the family's successful brewing empire. William J. Lemp Sr., the patriarch of the family, built his fortune through the Lemp Brewery, a business that would become one of the largest and most successful breweries in the country. By the late 1800s, the Lemp family was at the height of their power, living in the mansion that would later become their tomb. William Lemp's brewery was not just a business, it was an empire. The Lemp family controlled much of the beer production in the United States, and their brewery was a marvel of modern technology for its time. Refrigeration systems, underground storage caves, and state-of-the-art brewing techniques ensured that the Lemp Brewery's beers were in demand nationwide. With this success came immense wealth, and the Lemp family moved into their grand mansion, built just steps away from the brewery itself. The mansion became a symbol of their prosperity, a sprawling three-story home filled with fine furnishings, grand ballrooms, and a staff of servants to tend to their every need. But beneath the surface of this seemingly perfect life, darkness was beginning to take root. In 1901, William Lemp Sr.'s son, Frederick Lemp, died under mysterious circumstances. Frederick was expected to take over the family business, but his death devastated his father. Some say that Frederick's death was due to illness, while others speculate that there were more sinister forces at play. Whatever the cause, William Lemp Sr. was never the same after his son's death. Grief-stricken and unable to cope with the loss, William retreated into the mansion, shutting himself off from the world. 3 years later, in 1904, William Lemp Sr. took his own life. He shot himself in the head inside the mansion's office, leaving behind a note that offered little explanation for his actions. His death marked the beginning of a series of tragedies that would plague the Lemp family for years to come. After his father's death, William Lemp Jr., known as Billy, took over the family business. Billy was a larger-than-life figure, known for his extravagant lifestyle and love of the finer things. But while he may have seemed like the perfect heir to the Lemp fortune, he too was haunted by the shadow of tragedy. The Lemp Brewery began to decline under Billy's leadership, and by the time Prohibition was enacted in 1920, the brewery was on the verge of collapse. With the production of alcohol now illegal, the brewery was forced to close its doors, and the once great Lemp Empire crumbled. But it wasn't just the brewery that was falling apart. Billy's personal life was also unraveling. His marriage ended in divorce, and he became increasingly reclusive, spending most of his time in the Lemp Mansion. Like his father before him, Billy was consumed by depression. On December 29, 1922, he followed in his father's footsteps, taking his own life with a gunshot to the head in the same room where his father had died. The deaths of William Lemp Sr. and Billy Lemp were just the beginning. In 1920, Elsa Lemp Wright, the youngest daughter of the family, also met a tragic end. Elsa had struggled with depression throughout her life. And though she had married a wealthy businessman, her marriage was tumultuous. In the early morning hours of March 20th, 1920, Elsa shot herself in her bed. Her death was officially ruled a suicide, though rumors swirled that foul play may have been involved. By the 1940s, the once mighty Lemp family was nearly gone. The last remaining heir to the Lemp fortune, Charles Lemp, lived alone in the mansion, with only a few servants for company. Charles, who had long suffered from mental illness, became increasingly paranoid and withdrawn. In 1949, he too took his own life, shooting himself in the head and leaving behind a cryptic note that read, "In case I am found dead, blame it on no one but me." His body was discovered by one of the few remaining servants, who found Charles lying in his bed with his dog by his side, both having died from gunshot wounds. The Lemp Mansion, once a symbol of wealth and power, had become a house of death. Four members of the Lemp family had died by suicide within its walls, and the brewing empire that had built their fortune was no more. The mansion was sold in the 1950s and eventually converted into a boarding house. But by then, its reputation as a haunted house had already begun to take shape. The paranormal activity at the Lemp Mansion is said to be directly tied to the tragic deaths of the Lemp family. Over the years, numerous reports of ghostly encounters have emerged, with visitors, staff, and paranormal investigators all claiming to have experienced something otherworldly within its walls. The most commonly reported apparition is that of William Lemp Sr., whose restless spirit is said to still wander the mansion. Guests have reported seeing a man dressed in period clothing, standing in the doorway of the office where he took his life. Others have heard the sound of footsteps pacing back and forth in the room, as though William is still struggling with the grief that led to his death. But William Sr. is not the only Lemp family member believed to haunt the mansion. Billy Lemp, who died in the same room as his father, has also been seen by guests and staff. His presence is often accompanied by the sound of doors slamming shut or lights flickering on and off without explanation. Some have even reported feeling a sudden chill in the air as they pass by the office, as though Billy's tortured soul is still trapped within the house. Perhaps the most tragic figure in the Lemp family's haunted history is Elsa Lemp, whose ghost is said to linger in the upstairs bedrooms where she once stayed. Visitors who have spent the night in these rooms have reported hearing the sound of sobbing, and some have even claimed to feel a cold hand brushing against their skin in the darkness. Elsa's presence is often associated with feelings of deep sadness, as though she is still mourning the pain of her short and troubled life. One of the most unsettling spirits said to haunt the mansion is that of the so-called monkey face boy, a child rumored to have been born with deformities and kept hidden in the attic by the Lemp family. While the existence of this child has never been confirmed, stories of his ghostly presence persist. Visitors to the attic have reported hearing strange noises, scratching, crying, and the sound of small footsteps. Some have even claimed to see the figure of a child peering out from the shadows, his face partially obscured as though hiding from view. Over the years, the Lemp Mansion has become a popular destination for ghost hunters and paranormal enthusiasts. Investigators have conducted numerous investigations within its walls, often capturing strange phenomena on camera and audio equipment. Electronic voice phenomena, EVP recordings, have yielded ghostly voices, with investigators reporting faint whispers that seemed to answer their questions. One particularly chilling EVP captured the sound of a man's voice saying, "Get out!" in the same office where William Lemp Sr. and Billy Lemp took their lives. Photographs taken inside the mansion have also revealed strange anomalies, blurry figures, orbs of light, and shadowy apparitions. In one photo, taken in the attic, a faint figure can be seen standing near the window, though no one was present in the room at the time. In another, captured in the mansion's parlor, a shadowy figure appears to be sitting in one of the chairs, as though watching the guests as they move through the room. Despite the numerous reports of paranormal activity, some remain skeptical of the Lemp Mansion's haunted reputation. Skeptics argue that the building's age and its tragic history make it an ideal candidate for ghost stories, and that much of the reported activity can be explained by natural causes. Drafts, creaking floorboards, and the settling of the old mansion could easily account for the strange sounds and cold spots reported by visitors. Others suggest that the power of suggestion may play a role, with guests arriving at the mansion already expecting to experience something supernatural. Yet, for those who have encountered the unexplained within the Lemp Mansion's walls, skepticism offers little comfort. The sense of unease, the strange noises in the night, and the fleeting glimpses of shadowy figures leave a lasting impression. Whether it is the tortured spirits of the Lemp family or something else entirely, the mansion holds a mystery that defies easy explanation. Today, the Lemp Mansion operates as a restaurant and inn, offering guests the chance to dine and sleep in a place where history and the supernatural converge. Special events, such as murder mystery dinners, draw in curious visitors, eager to experience the mansion's haunted reputation for themselves. But for those who are brave enough to spend the night, the true draw is the possibility of encountering one of the Lemp family's restless spirits.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
This is Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad from Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad. Hill House Home is always dropping beautiful new prints, fresh styles, and updated favorites, so there's truly always something new to explore. And yes, this is the brand behind the viral nap dress with that signature smocking that somehow flatters everyone.
What stands out is how easy everything is to wear. One dress can take someone from a quick coffee run to dinner with friends, a wedding, or a weekend away without overthinking a thing. And Hill House goes way beyond dresses. There's cozy knits, jackets, tops, skirts, pants, all designed to make getting dressed simple.
Their robes and pajamas are unbelievably soft, like wear them every night soft. And the baby and kid pieces, tiny robes, monogrammable onesies, adorable matching moments if that's your thing.
New arrivals are live now at hillhousehome.com. Use code SCRUBBINGIN15 for 15% off your first purchase of $150 or more.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
If your service light's on, trust the techs with the training.
That's us.
270 hours with zero complaining. They train under the hood. They train down in the pit. 270 hours means their training's legit. It's the smart choice for smart folk who care for their steed. So trust the instant oil change that starts with Valvoline. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Change wisely.
This is Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad from Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad. Hill House Home is always dropping beautiful new prints, fresh styles, and updated favorites, so there's truly always something new to explore. And yes, this is the brand behind the viral nap dress with that signature smocking that somehow flatters everyone.
What stands out is how easy everything is to wear. One dress can take someone from a quick coffee run to dinner with friends, a wedding, or a weekend away without overthinking a thing. And Hill House goes way beyond dresses. There's cozy knits, jackets, tops, skirts, pants, all designed to make getting dressed simple.
Their robes and pajamas are unbelievably soft, like wear them every night soft. And the baby and kid pieces, tiny robes, monogrammable onesies, adorable matching moments if that's your thing.
New arrivals are live now at hillhousehome.com. Use code SCRUBBINGIN15 for 15% off your first purchase of $150 or more.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change presents Wisdom from the Road.
Summer means wide open spaces and a whole lot of extra miles. The last place you want your engine to give out is halfway to nowhere. Out here, low oil or a weak battery is just an ambush waiting to happen. That's why every oil change at Valvoline Instant Oil Change includes an 18-point maintenance check. These techs are trained to help spot issues early and keep you riding easy.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Change wisely.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
If your service light's on, trust the techs with the training.
That's us.
270 hours with zero complaining. They train under the hood. They train down in the pit. 270 hours means their training's legit. It's the smart choice for smart folk who care for their steed. So trust the instant oil change that starts with Valvoline. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Change wisely.